are bad, and you know they can never be whack. The fat boys are bad. Do you like the fat boys?
What's up, everybody?
You heard them. Fucking fat boys are back.
This is Chench.
This is Arnold.
And we are Uneducated Humor.
What's up, man?
Nothing. Glad to be back.
I'm glad to be back. I haven't seen you in a while.
Yeah,
dude. So you got a full-on scruffy beard?
I've been MIA, beard gang, full effect.
Full gang. I thought you had Ebola full effect.
I was just going to say I wish, but I really don't know what Ebola really is. I just know it's bad.
All I know is it's fucking up a bunch of Africans.
That's fucked up, dude. That's fucked up. Oh, man. So.
Speaking of fucking up a bunch of Africans, what's going on with that shit that's going on in, where is it at?
I don't know.
Beating up black people like fucking
pancakes. Oh, Ferguson? Yeah. It's bad, dude. I don't even know what to believe anymore.
There's
so many things coming out, good, bad, or random.
What do you think the solution to that is? To, like, kind of stop the whole... I think they suggested maybe cops wearing cameras on them.
Cops should have cameras on them?
Yeah.
I've seen that. They have, like, a GoPro on their chest?
Yeah. I heard that somewhere in the States that they had tried it,
mm-hmm.
and it reduced, like, police brutality.
Yeah, but the thing is, if a cop has a GoPro strapped to his chest,
uh-huh.
that just gives the person, like, gives them more balls to do random shit to disrespect the cops.
Yeah,
like, you're just daring them.
Like, I dare you, motherfucker.
I'm not resisting. Touch me. Fucking touch me.
Like, turned into the NBA all of a sudden.
Yeah, it's bad. Whoa. It's kind of like, you know, it's like customer service. Like, any retail or fast food or whatever, there's cameras on you, right?
Right.
So people get ballsy and they talk shit to the employees. May it be your waiter, may it be your sales rep, whatever.
Uh-huh.
Start talking shit to them. But really, when you know that little piece of shit guy or girl wouldn't talk to you like that on the street.
Yeah.
Because you're representing the company. So if you're a cop with the camera, you're representing the estate.
Uh-huh.
You're the man. So you're just going to be just going to get dared all day.
Uh-huh.
They're not going to be able to do their job comfortably.
What would you do if you're a cop, dude? I personally feel like I can outrun you.
Well, yeah, you can outrun me. But if I'm a cop, I'm going to be strapped.
Yo, I'm going to hit you with the taser right away. Because I can just...
Oh, and then, yeah, if it's like a out-of-shape cop, you already know people are literally going to be playing tag with him. Just smacking him and running.
Come on, guys, stop.
And then he's not going to catch him. And then if he does catch him or corner him, uh-huh. he's going to be able to beat his ass. Cops get... Dude. I'm not saying cops get off on beating people up,
uh-huh.
but they have all this pent up abuse that they take from people. Oh, fuck you, pig, piece of shit. You guys, all you guys do is just give tickets. You guys deserve to go to hell, whatever.
Yeah.
But, and once they get a chance to, like, ooh, let someone have it.
Yeah.
They fucking let them have it.
Well, you're not going to be on YouTube now, huh?
This motherfucker, I could get him.
Yeah, they're not all bad, man. I mean, they've been getting some bad, bad.
It's just a small few that fuck it up for all of them to get a bad.
Yeah, it's the same on both sides, man. Like, there's a couple of Negroes out there that fuck it up for everybody.
I've been hearing so much shit on, cause I've been home. I've been watching a lot of that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And they have, like, these peaceful protests in Ferguson.
Mm.
And they're saying they're not causing any problems or whatever. And then they say that there'll be some random people in the crowd that nobody's ever seen. They're not part of the hood or anything.
Mm-hmm.
They'll start throwing stuff at the cops.
So
they're saying they're paid by the cops to incite, like, a riot.
To, like, throw something at us.
So if you're there and you're doing a peaceful protest and this and that, and mm-hmm. some random guy in the crowd decides to run up on him and say hits one of the cops, and then they jump him,
mm-hmm.
what is the crowd going to do? They're going to go back him up.
Mm-hmm.
So then this guy just started a riot, and he got paid for it.
Really?
So they're saying that they're paid actors, per se.
I think we go down and just start fucking shit up, dude.
But we gotta find a dirty cop to pay us first.
If there's any dirty cops out there that would like to sponsor us,
we'll do it for cheap.
Speaking of sponsors, did you see who started following us on Twitter?
Who?
Feminine Odor.
Ugh.
I like to think it's because of the douche commercial, because I actually tweeted out the...
Yeah, yeah.
I tweeted and I tagged him in there.
Mm-hmm.
I said, hopefully we get a sponsor. But they haven't said
anything. I'm down.
Yeah, just throw a couple of douches our way.
Put it in my car as an air freshener.
You're to my lady, but hey, baby.
Hey, speaking about your lady.
Yeah.
All right, man. I was out sick listening to a podcast with you and your girl.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome podcast.
Yeah.
I gotta bring something up though.
What?
How dare you say you're finally with somebody attractive recording?
The what?
That you're finally recording with somebody attractive.
I did not say that.
Fuck you.
I did not say
like
that.
Like in the first 4-8 seconds.
You're did like, I?
Finally recording with somebody hot.
Fuck I did you. Not I'm say that.
Hot. Yes, you did.
How dare you?
Fuck you. How dare you say that about me?
You know what you said? Did you hear the other, your new sound clip?
What is it?
I'm gay.
That's not new. That's not new. And I, you know what? She, she laughs so much. You I'm not going to lie. I think I made her laugh more in that podcast than you did, bro.
How dare you?
I'm just letting
she
you know.
She did put
bro.
It out to have a little dick.
I'm like, hey, just letting you know. She said you have something smaller in the thumb.
Yeah, no, I was like, hey, like, I have this, like.
Putting it out there. And I made her laugh.
I had to give her a charge after that.
Me and her had an awesome podcast. You're just their fucking sideshow, Bob.
You know what? Like, I did get some feedback. Brody from All Radio X, go check out his show. Shattered Planet, I think.
Mm-hmm.
He told me, he's like, yeah, man, dude, you should have her on. I was like, oh, fuck her. What about me? Like, I was pretty funny.
I'm telling you, man. We're all pretty good. It's just, you bring us down. You know what? Lupe, her, and I should have a fucking podcast.
Bitch, please.
My show.
All the special guests you bring in, all the co-hosts.
I'm all
are big hits. I'm just letting you know.
I know. I'm funny, right? I'm funny. I got my soundboard.
You know, like, you know, Arnold's funny. You know, he laughs a lot at himself, but, you know, you're there to bring it all in.
That's why I love my girl, because she pretends to laugh at my shit.
No. And then you brought that up, too. So like, oh, Trench always says that. I always laugh at my shit.
Oh, yeah.
She was good, dude. Yeah. That was a good show. I enjoyed listening to it.
The thing with that is because I've been spending a lot of time with her.
Mm-hmm.
So much time I've been living with her for the past week or two. So anytime that you and I can't record, I'm going to try to record with her, you know, just when I can.
That's cool, man.
Just so we can put more stuff out there. She's all like, oh, like our show. And I was like, who the fuck said you?
It's my show.
Oh, what the fuck? It's my Nintendo show.
It's my show.
Well,
suck my dick.
You got to earn your job.
So like Arnold, Chench, and my girlfriend.
Well, yeah. I kind of been living with her.
That's dope, right? That's cool.
Yes, but there's certain things I'm not allowed to do anymore. Like,
Don't tell me the most thing that stands out the most. Tell me the third thing that stands out the most that you can do.
I can't just whack it in my bed.
That's the third thing?
Well, gosh.
I thought that would be your first thing.
Well, I actually have to have sex now. No, my first thing, you know what my first thing is?
Mm-hmm.
I can't have skid marks in my underwear anymore.
What? You should have never been able to have underwear skid marks in underwear.
Come on, don't tell me you've had, like, fart marks in your undies.
I'm not going to say I've never had them. But
you never had a shitty day?
I've had several shitty days.
There's been days where I pull up and I'm like, how the fuck did that happen?
Who wore these?
Oh, did fucking Jimmy Stewart just run out of control in my car?
And then underwear? You're like, how long have I been wearing these for? That's the first thing. You can't be so cochino with your underwear.
Yeah, dude. Like, I'm really petrified that one of these days she's gonna, I'm pretty sure she already has,
bro.
Yeah. She, like, I remember one time she, like, fucking had my underwear just, like, right there, and she hit me on the head with the newspaper, and she rubbed my
bad
nose.
Bad dog. Bad dog.
For rubbing my nose.
She should have rubbed it in your face. Bad dog. Oh, dude, did she hit you in your nose?
Fuck. The big fucking whole stack
of newspaper. Two things happen. Either you immediately start crying or your nose started bleeding. One of the two.
So throwing the whole newspaper stand on my nose.
Well, you have to set an example. What if like the kids are running around and be like, Mom, what's that?
Oh, man.
It's like doo-doo on a sheet.
Mom blaming it on her son.
Oh,
it is.
You guys do wear a fucking Ninja Turtle underwear, both of you.
Yeah.
What's the second thing?
They're starting to catch on to some of the stuff that I say. Like, how dare you?
Uh-huh.
Like, I was talking to her daughter, and her daughter was, like, talking, like, this is because kids are brutally honest. They have no filter.
Dope.
So she was just like, you snore. I was like, what? She's like, you snore like a bear. I was like, how dare you? She's like, no, how dare you? I was trying to sleep.
It's just like that. That's when we realize they're smarter than you, bro.
That, and the other day I was laying down and she's like pushing my stomach, you're fat. I was like, what the hell? So look at your belly.
Have they ever told you what's in there? What's in there? You just start pushing your belly.
Dude, like I had a video and it looked weird, dude. Like you ever push like a waterbed and just ripples?
Yeah.
That's what it looked like.
Yeah.
And I was just like, man, I got fat too.
Have they started mocking you yet?
Not really.
Like if they do not something bad, but like they do something they're not supposed to do, or don't go to bed, or you know the thing.
Oh, you're not my daddy.
No, oh. Dick. What the fuck? Are you just waiting for them to say that?
Bro, what fuck you? You're not my daddy.
You gotta not think about that. I mean, like you're like go to bed or this and that, and they're like, how dare you send me to bed right now?
Who the fuck is this guy? Some mom.
Who the fuck is this guy talking to me like that?
God knows this motherfucker ain't telling me.
Hey, Arnold, you're cool and all. Pump your brakes, bro.
I'll let you do your thing with my mom and everything. Look, you need to chill.
We hang out. We have fun. Calm it down, bro. Take it two notches down. And you're like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Is this because I have shit in my underwear?
Nah, well, they're great kids, man. Like, I have a lot of fun with them.
That's dope. That's awesome.
Yeah. It's, But yeah, dude, this, besides not being able to have skid marks in my underwear,
it's a good thing.
I always have to buy a new pack of underwear now. I'm like, oh fuck, gotta get rid of these.
What?
And I'm all showing them like I'm proud of my look, baby. No stains.
No stains? Well, you just brought them out of the bag, Arnold. They're brand new.
Bro, I can't even smell your balls on here. More.
That's disgusting. And then third is the whacking off thing.
Yeah, dude.
Is it rough?
I mean, I do get to have sex with her, so that is cool.
But yeah, but I know, but you're still used. You still can't get rid of your routine. You had a routine.
Yeah, it's a habit. I wake up in the morning, come home from work, before I go to bed, roll over, eat some chips, and then...
She's all like, we have fucking sex. Why like, can't you stop?
She's like, I don't know. Yeah, and then too, like, I can't walk around, like, butt-ass naked anymore.
Oh, that's awesome for everybody else. Wait. My first question to you, I know you're concerned about not being able to walk around naked, which you really don't anyways, but are you walking around barefoot?
Yeah.
You're setting the bad example for those kids.
Yeah.
They're going to see your feet and they'll be like, fuck, I can have fucked up feet too.
No. Bro, how do I get feet like yours? I'm like, I don't know, just have somebody run over your feet with a
just don't
controller.
Wash them for years. and hit every corner of every furniture we have here and smash your toes once a week. And then if they start bleeding and they get crooked, just fuck it. Let it be. Just put your shoes on.
Man, dude, like, I think in the last episode we were talking about, how I fart constantly.
Mm-hmm.
And now, like.
You toot?
Yeah, dude.
You toot a lot?
Like a lot. So, for the first time.
You know there's pills for that.
Yeah, I told her I was gonna get it, but she's like, it's funny though. It's not funny. Because then I'm even more paranoid because I have to check my underwear again for fart marks.
It's disgusting because it smells.
She said it doesn't smell.
Well, she's being sweet. She's being nice.
She's not that sweet.
Well,
she has the same sense of humor as me. She talks to me.
She probably thinks it's funny. She probably thinks that it's funny and she's just going to let you fart whenever you want. And one of these days, someone's going to be like, did somebody just take a shit?
They're her kids. I think my stepdad just shit on himself.
He always smells like
your own business, kid. She's probably gonna kill me for telling you this. Finally heard her fart.
Huh?
I finally heard her fart.
Okay. How was it? Was it like a girl, like a small fart or like a big fat guy fart?
Like to me, it sounded like, but I mean, cause that's like when I hear a girl fart, that's what I, you know.
I hope it wasn't like that.
In my head it was. You know, it sounded like, how do I explain it?
Was it a cherry bomb?
The popper?
Yeah.
The funny thing was, we had just came back from summer, and she lives up on the third floor.
Mm-hmm.
And I always said, like, when I don't want to fart in front of him, I'm like, oh, just go ahead and go upstairs, and she's like, going to fart. I was like, yeah, of course.
Mm-hmm.
So,
What?
We have, like, a little arrangement. Like, I just tell her to walk, like, 20 feet in front of me so I can rip one.
Yeah.
I'm a gentleman, bro. I don't rip it in front of her.
Hey, walk in front of me because I got to fart. That's so stupid.
So, she lives up on the third floor, so I was like, just go ahead and go up there, and I'll meet you up there right now. So, she gets up one floor, and I was like, oh, I don't have to fart. So, I go up, and I guess she didn't see me. I guess she doesn't see me, like, coming in right after her. She gets to the top stair, and like, and I was like, at first I didn't pay attention, because I was looking at something on my phone,
mm-hmm.
and she's dying, laughing, and I'm like, what are you laughing at? I was like, oh, you're fucking gross, you farted on. No, I didn't. I was like, why the fuck are you laughing so hard? I know a fart.
Mm-hmm.
I heard a fart.
And what happened?
Nothing. Like, she just denied like, it? Yeah.
Deny?
Yeah.
She's a liar.
I was like, she's slowly becoming like me.
Just a liar.
A liar and the fucking...
She probably didn't fart, bro. Hmm? Usually when people fart going upstairs, it's usually while they're going up the stairs, not like once they get to the top.
I got into... It
doesn't make any sense.
I feel like an old man, dude, because I, like, for any little reason now, like, I fart.
No, you want to hear something about getting old?
What?
All right, so I've been really sick, right?
Uh-huh.
And I've been coughing really bad. When I was really, really sick, I was coughing really bad. So for some reason, I started feeling better and my cough came back for a bit. And it happened like twice already when I'm coughing really hard.
You fart?
I fart. I fucking got so scared, dude. And it did it at work too.
At work?
Yeah. And with like, but I did it like when I was walking away from customers because I was talking to a customer and I got like, a cough attack or whatever. And I was like, and I started walking away, like to get away from the sales floor and so I could fucking go drink some water and take a pill or something. And it's a, and I was like, and mid-stride, I was like, what the fuck?
A pop?
Yeah, dude. And I was like, no way. I just fucking farted when I coughed. And that's like what happens with like older people. Like, dude, older people fart all the time.
Yeah.
And they don't even know it sometimes. And I'm like, you gotta be fucking kidding me. That just happened to me.
I got today. I'm like, dude, I'm fucking barely 20. Not barely 20. I'm 29 years old.
Yeah, same here.
I feel old as fuck, dude. Nah. Fucking ripping out. Like, and, like, half the time, I'm shocked. My girl's like, you just fart? And I'm like, yeah.
Oh, dude. Lupe, the other day, he was having like a gathering at his house.
Mm.
And we were just all hanging out. And there was... So, we're in our late 20s, right? Almost 30, all of us. And he has friends with kids that are, like, in their mid-teens or early teens, right? And we're all just talking. And there's this little girl just sitting down, like, just listening to all of us. And then he's just like, yeah, well... And he puts his leg up, like, on the stair. And then, without a fucking flinch or a hesitation, just... And it's one of those things where I know him, his girl knows him, and I just stare at him just like...
You're a dirty motherfucker.
I just stare at him with this grin on my face with disappointment. I'm just like... And he's amongst friends, right? These are all his friends he's made as an adult already with this kid and family, whatever.
Uh-huh.
And then this girl, she's probably 12, 14.
Mm-hmm.
And she's literally like across a table from him. Mm-hmm. And she's been taking pictures and like being like this fun little girl. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden she just goes... Like she saw something, like her eyes lit up, she started turning bright red, and she's just like, trying to hold it in, not trying to laugh, just like, and then we're all like looking at him, and he's like, what's up? What's going on? Like he's questioning us.
Doesn't give a
shit. Like, what are you guys looking at? And then she just dies, bro. She just starts fucking laughing so hard. She literally has to run across the living room, and she's like, oh my God, I can't believe he did that. And then it ended up being something funny and he like won the room over. But usually think when you fart, you're like, fuck, everybody's going to like look at me and think I'm dirty.
Mm.
Not Lupe. Lupe overcame that and everybody ended up liking him more.
Yeah. I got into a point where I don't have any shame anymore. Dude. I'm not like that where I'll just blow a fart right at your face.
It's not that he had no shame. He's just, he owned it and he dared you to question him.
So what's up?
And you're just so like
cupping it.
Just tightening your teeth. You just
rock that little girl's world.
Nothing. I see nothing wrong with what you did. And he wasn't in his house, and he didn't have any shoes on, so it's okay.
You know what they call it at his house?
What?
They call it making pizza.
Farting?
Yeah.
It's cool.
So
Mexicans say it's huele a pan. It smells like bread. Like when you cook bread, huele a pan. You're like, we were driving to Mexico with my uncle. Mm-hmm. We're in the middle of the desert. No light, just the sky, just stars. And this old, like, beat up, like 80 something Corolla.
Mm-hmm.
And then my uncle's like, huele a pan. And I've forgot about it. And I was just like, what the fuck? We're in the middle of the desert. What do you mean it smells like bread? And then everybody starts dying. Cause I'm like, see? Where? What?
Smells like shit.
It smells like shit bread.
I started doing that to my nephew. I'm like, oh, I'm still down from Lupe. So I'm like, my nephew gave him, I'm like, smells like pizza. He's like, no, oh, you're sick.
You always got to get them with something like funny, that something that they're in the mood for that they're like, doesn't it smell like In-N-Out?
Yeah, he already caught on to it.
You got to get him.
Yeah.
No, dude. It's awesome, though. Oh, the new one at work, when somebody has to go take a dump, it's like, oh, I'm going to go send a fax. Where's Arnold? Sending the fax. You're like, what? Sending the fax? Who sends fax? And he's taking the shit.
So, you've been home sick watching the news, right? Have you heard about these new fads and trends that's been going on? Of course, you got the ice bucket challenge.
Yeah.
They had the fire challenge.
The fire challenge was stupid.
You know what? If this is God's way of, like, selecting people to fucking take out the earth, I'm cool with it.
Thinning out the herd?
Yeah. People are setting themselves on fire. The thing that makes me laugh is they set themselves on fire inside the tub.
And they run out.
And they run out of it. I was like, why wouldn't you just have, like, a bucket of water? I mean, the steam's going to fuck you up. You know what's
the most pathetic thing about that?
Huh.
And...
That Pitbull made a song about it?
I'm on fire. I'm a fireball.
I want to know when you were like, I got to bring that up.
As soon as I heard it.
Fucking stupid. Where were you? Okay, whatever. That's
normally, I can give a fuck about that stupid song. Look,
I can judge those people because I know why they really are doing it. And what? I think it's pathetic. But we all have a little bit of that in us.
What is it?
They're doing it for likes.
Yeah.
We post up shit for likes.
I do it for shits and giggles.
No. Fuck you, shits and giggles. You don't want people to know how well you're doing. You want people to know how good you're doing, and you want them to acknowledge it. That's why social media is where it's at right now. All these fucking people doing the fire challenge, they're doing it for fucking likes. Not for money, not for anything. Just to get a fucking like, oh, you're fucking crazy. Let me give you a fucking blue thumb up. Boom. Or let me double click a heart. Uh-huh. Just for fucking like, dude.
There's these things called Instagram whores now. Mm-hmm. Like, they're like, oh, like, they see how many followers you have, and instead of giving you the phone number or whatever, like, they'll add you on Instagram, so that way they can start fattening their numbers.
Yeah. Fuck that, dude.
It's fucking stupid, man. Everything all this shit that I've been watching lately has been fucking stupid. The fire challenge. You see that one where the lady actually did it for her son? She was the one that...
Yeah, she's the one that, like, poured it and lit him on fire.
Yeah.
That's fucking crazy. You're going to light your own kid on fire for fucking...
That's something my mom would do. And light her cigarette off me.
Shh. Yeah, but she would have breathed... Nothing, dude.
She's do it for Raider Nation, homie.
This is for the Raiders.
Fire challenge.
She's like, flame on!
Fuck you see that. That video where this girl threw like boiling hot water on her brother?
Yes.
That's a fucked up
that
shit.
That was a big fucking mistake. Even, she looked like she was probably like 11 or 10. At 11, 10 years old, you know boiling water is going to fucking burn.
Yeah.
And she just fucking, and it wasn't like a cup. It was like a pot.
A pot.
And man, and then you see the pictures he posted afterwards?
Yeah.
Dude, how come that fucking challenge never didn't take off?
We'll put it this way. The guy was black.
Boiling hot water challenge.
The dude was black and he was pink after.
Oh, man.
Burned some layers of skin off his ass.
That's so fucked up, dude.
By
your own sister.
Yeah.
Little sister. And you can't even get, like, too mad at her because she can still say, I didn't know what I was doing. I was a kid. For the rest of your fucking life, your kid sister, when she was a kid, fucking poor. Man, that's so fucked up.
Yeah.
I would probably would have tried to. I wouldn't hit her, but
I would
she fucked you over, dude. And now he's scarred for life.
Literally,
he's fucked, dude.
Literally, yeah. But yeah, dude. What kinds of crazy shit's going on lately? Well, speaking since we're on a serious subject, the whole Robin Williams thing. What'd you think? That came out of fucking nowhere.
That came out of nowhere, but. I knew that because I had seen some stuff on him, and I knew he had like heart problems. So like he's like going through depression because of he had like open heart surgery and all that stuff.
Here's the thing that pissed me off about everything. Like I heard some radio show. I think it was a show I was telling you about, the Woody Show.
Mm-hmm.
No, was it the Woody Show or somebody else? I forget. They were just talking shit about Robin Williams, and I even saw like some clip on Family Guy where they were fucking talking shit about. Poking fun at Robin Williams. Mm-hmm. How his comedy is very fast paced and
yeah.
Like sometimes it's just gibberish, you know?
Yeah, it's just improv. It's just fucking being funny, not trying to be funny.
Yeah. So the thing that pissed me off was like everybody like here and there would throw their little jabs at him, and then all of a sudden he dies, and everybody was just like, "Oh, he was a genius, and he was this and that." Like that kind of pissed me off. It just kind of jumped, like they all jumped on the sympathy bandwagon, you know.
And he from what I heard on Kevin and Bean, they were talking that he still had plans to make other stuff. It was just some like they say it was literally like some like impulse thing that he did.
You know what though? Like I said, I've always kind of had problems with depression, mm-hmm. and I'll be honest with you, I have gotten to that point where because I heard somebody explain it and I totally related to it. Mm-hmm. You're not thinking rationally. Like sometimes you kind of think that when you want to take your own life, it's not because you're doing it because like you're looking for attention. Mm-hmm. You have this weird twisted way of seeing things where you feel like you're better off doing it. Everybody else would be better off without you. Mm-hmm. I kind of dealt with that when I was like 13, kind of off and on up until now. Mm-hmm. People were pissing me off because like, you know, it became a subject of conversation. People were just like, "Oh, just fucking get over it. You're rich and this and that." It's a chemical imbalance. Dude. It really is an illness, dude. I mean, there's been times where I've accomplished so much and I would get depressed and I didn't know why.
Yeah.
And it's like, honestly, man, like people, if you're battling depression, you should talk about it. I mean, we had a friend that, you know, was battling that.
And the thing is, you if it's happening to you, you're not going to speak up about it because it's, you know, it's embarrassing or you don't know. But you have to speak out, reach out to organizations, a stranger, you know, somebody that's willing to speak with you, that's there to care for what you have to say. And if you don't want to bring it up to somebody that you think is going to judge you or talk shit to you. Like, if somebody were to come up to me and tell me, I'm sure because of the way I carry myself, people might think, like, oh, Chinchis is going to talk shit. Uh-huh. And he's not going to fucking listen to me. Like, certain things come up and you have to be understanding. But with this guy, I know everybody made a big deal out of it because he was a public figure. But the last thing I heard about him was that he just got in the news that he had early signs of Parkinson's.
Yeah.
That's fucked up, bro. Like, you've already going through several heart surgeries. And then to top it off, you're already fucking losing your fucking mind, like.
And his show got canceled too.
Yeah, that's true. So like you can see why he did it, and then, you can see why he did it and why he was struggling mentally. Mm. But that's not the answer for anything. I also when I was a kid, I saw some show about suicide, about people that jumped off of buildings and bridges, right?
Mm.
And survived.
Really?
And didn't die. Like, there's several people throughout the whole United States. And they got all these people together that, why are you jumping off of fucking a tall building or bridge to kill yourself?
Hmm.
And they all said the same thing. What were you thinking when you were in the air?
Mm-hmm.
Like, plunging to your death. And they all said the same thing. As soon as they jumped off the ledge, they all knew it was a mistake.
Oh, yeah?
They're like, I fucked up. So every single person that took that final step to really finish themselves off, as soon as they did it and they were free falling, they knew they fucked up. They're like, "Fuck, I shouldn't have jumped."
Have you ever battled depression? I mean, have you ever had it?
Just like any teenager, you know, you're just like, whatever. I'm sure everybody's had the thought in their head, but you know, the majority of people don't have the balls to do it. You get me? Like,
yeah.
Fuck that. You think about your family. Yeah, you might get down on yourself, but that's not the answer.
Through my hardest time, where I actually thought about it, before I actually would really do anything, I actually had to reach out to my sister. My sister helped me out. Mm-hmm. She's the one that kind of sat down. Because honestly, up until then, like, I always felt like nobody really cared.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I always thought people just make fun of me, talk shit or whatever. Like, "Oh, you're stupid." Like, I never really opened up about it.
Mm-hmm.
I opened up to my sister about it, and, you know, she talked some sense to me. And it took a lot of,
You just needed somebody to reaffirm that you weren't invisible.
Yeah.
And that's how some people feel sometimes. You just gotta talk to them, and then at the end of the day, even though you spoke with your sister, like, it's still on you, you know? Like, you're the one that has to deal with yourself 24/7.
Yeah.
And you just have to speak with people that care about you and stuff.
Plus, I had a bitch wife that always fucked up my self-esteem. because I'm a heavyset dude.
Yeah.
So she'd be like, "You're fat." And she was really skinny and petite. Yeah. She's like, "You're fat. Like, we don't look good together." I was like, "Fuck you." you.
That's pretty fucked up. But you gotta let her know you're still getting piledrived.
Yeah.
So at the end of the day,
by my little fat dick.
My fat dick is not what you're after. So yeah. Whatever.
Yeah, I mean, I eventually pulled myself out of it. I mean, I'm not 100%, but I mean, a lot better. Like, those thoughts don't cross my mind anymore.
Yeah. Well, you know, this stuff helps.
This, honestly, when we first started doing this was therapy, dude.
This helps, dude.
That was a fucking train wreck, dude. I let some girl that shits on herself fuck with my self-esteem.
See, like, in the moment, you're, like, going through it, and you're like, what the fuck? What's going on? You know, and now you think about it, you're like, I can't believe I fucking let this chick do that shit to me.
Yeah.
That's how it should be with that. Anybody that has thoughts like that, yeah, just try to look at it from a different point of view as somebody that cares for you. Like, think of somebody that you care about and then think about how they would take you making a bad decision. And you're like, that's fucked up.
Yeah. You know when I started to get depressed again? When I gained a little bit of weight and a fat girl hit on me.
You're an asshole. That happens to me all the time. Not gonna lie, dude. I've been getting hit on a lot by fat girls, which is cool.
Yeah.
But
when you stop getting hit on, that's when it sucks.
The worst, it's not like an asshole, but uh-huh, sometimes, some of these chubby girls are cute, bro. They're pretty, but sometimes.
Uh-huh. Sometimes they look like they're bondage things, dude.
Then the numbers are against, are in their favor of them.
It looks like there's a lot of moisture down there. Like, not the good kind either.
A lot of heat.
Yeah.
A lot of heat coming off of that.
Yeah.
A lot of fire.
A lot of stale mayonnaise is brewing down there.
That's disgusting.
Just picture lips just frothing with mayonnaise.
I want to thank you for bringing it back. We got too serious, bro.
Huh?
We got too serious right there, bro.
Yeah.
We got too serious. Let's talk about fucking fat girl pun.
Yeah, I was like, fucking mad. Like, I was like, the audacity of this fat girl to hit him. And she's like, I noticed that you got fat.
So you're a fucking douche, bro.
What?
Look, any girl that hits on me, whether it be hot, ugly, skinny, or fat, uh-huh, I'm still going to blush, bro.
Really?
Yeah.
Like a bitch?
Yeah. I guess so.
Chen, you look pretty cute right now, Chen.
Aw, thanks.
Really?
Well, yeah, like when girls tell you, when girls be like, oh, you're sweet or you're cute, I'll be like, oh, thanks.
Yeah? Well, you know what else is sweet? My dick.
It's well, sour.
Not right now. Well, not right now. I got
first you. I'm sweet, but then I'm sour. Yeah.
So, by looking at it, you can tell what your balls are sour.
Yeah.
Yeah. Usually when ugly girls
hit on you. So, wait, you got offended because a fat girl hit on you?
Yeah.
You're fucking disgusting,
that means
bro.
I got fat, and this fat girl thought she could hit on me.
So, fat girls only like fat guys?
Yeah.
You're stupid.
Did that fat girl did not hit on you?
Huh?
Fat girl did not. Tell me that fat girl didn't hit on you.
Yeah.
All right.
So, what's your point?
That you're fat, too? You...
You're stupid.
I'm all joining the club. Change.
So fat girls can't hit on you?
Heavy breathers, heavy hitters.
Making me laugh, bro.
The fat girl hits on me. I'm like, get away from me, fat girl. Spray with water.
Stiff armor. You literally open hand smack her in the forehead.
I spray her with water and then I slap her in the nose. Like, no.
No.
Get away from me, fat girl.
You're stupid.
She walks away.
You
eating.
Say that now,
she
bro.
Walks away eating a
you
burrito.
Say that now because you have a girl and all this, but. Mm. I've seen you in your dark moments, bro.
I'm in my dark moment right now.
No. What?
Yeah.
No, bro. I meant single, dickhead.
Oh, yeah. I like to lie.
Like you're a big fat liar.
Big old fat liar that...
You've done some dirty deeds, bro.
Done dirt cheap.
You've done them, bro.
Yeah.
And you've talked about them. All of a sudden, whoa, fat girl, blah, blah, blah.
Well, I upgraded, fat girl. No more fatty for me. There's a weight limit on my dick now.
It wasn't before, bro. It wasn't before. All comers.
Yeah.
That's dirty, bro.
Yeah.
Too good for fat girls now?
Yeah, now that I'm like all happy and not depressed and shit.
It's wrong. It's wrong.
A mom died in a... Huh?
What if your girl were to get fat? Well, the odds are you're going to get fatter before she does.
Yeah, I get all kinds of happy weight.
Hey, Elaine, when Arnold starts, you know, gaining more weight than he already is,
uh-huh,
you should really think about staying with him. Because he doesn't like fat girls. I think you shouldn't like fat boys either.
I'm not fat, dude.
I'm skinny.
I don't know. I really honestly do think I have body dysmorphia.
I think two podcasts ago, you could not stop talking about how fat you were. The whole podcast revolved about how fat you were in Cancun.
Oh. Well, come on, dude. Everybody's vacating there and has a fucking six pack.
It's not their fault your fat ass wanted to go.
That is true.
I'm here in Cancun, pretty... enjoying myself. This fucking guy from LA shows up. He just fats up the place. We're all having a good time, barbecue, hot people everywhere. This fucking fat guy shows up and just ruins everybody's day. That was you, Arnold.
Yo, why don't you get your fat body and put it in the ocean? Get away from our hot girls in our pool.
Fuck it up your joint. I'll find you a fat plane. Get your fat ass on there.
The jumbo plane?
Who told you you could come to Cancun?
Yeah. I'm working on it, though. What, power walking and shit?
Power walking.
Walk up to my customers all sweaty. How may I help you? So you can help me by getting your sour balls out of my face. I can smell your anus and your balls.
You're real funky sometimes, Arnold.
I'm funky right now, dude.
Funky.
I keeps it funky. Even black dudes
are like, he keeps the funk.
You're mad funky right now.
Can't stop the funk. Yeah.
But, what would you call this? A regular show? Or catching up? Shooting the shit? What would you call the show right now? Just catching up? Shooting the shit?
Catching up?
Keeping it real?
Haven't seen you in a while. I've been fucking hiding, I guess.
Yeah.
I've been keeping it real.
Really real? You've been keeping it real cochino, watching dirty porns and shit, huh?
Not as much as you would think, bro.
Really?
Yeah.
Man, dude, whenever I take a day off, I go jack off there, the marathon.
It's like once you, the first few days, you're like, you go to town yourself.
Right.
And you're like, you know what? I should probably, you know, like it's bring getting, it, it's like, calm it down.
It's getting kind of sad.
I should probably do something else. And then you get depressed. You're like, been whacking off too much.
When people know you've been in your room for a couple hours, they know what you're doing.
Your beard looks funny. What have you been doing? Nothing. Oh, man, it's been too hot to fucking do anything stupid.
I know, dude.
All sweaty. Why are you so sweaty? Got to take a shower.
Bro, I was doing yoga in my room.
I was doing yoga. Oh, I met Fluffy.
Oh, yeah.
You always ask me. You didn't ask me. Oh, you did ask me. I met Fluffy at work.
How'd that go?
It was weird.
No,
it wasn't weird. I mean, it was like, because I knew it was him as soon as he pulled up in the parking lot. He was just standing there. He's actually not that big of a guy.
Yeah, I saw that you were taller than him.
Yeah, I'm fucking way bigger than him. Awesome guy.
Hmm.
Kind to everybody. Made crack jokes. Took pictures with everybody. And then once he was taking pictures with everybody, I'm like, I got all your stuff over here. I can ring you up over here.
Hmm.
And then it was just me and him. And then people kind of not got over it, but they're like, oh, he's buying this stuff. Like, he's talking to me. So everybody got away. So I got to like interact with them like one-on-one maybe for like 5 minutes. And it was just one of those things like, what are you doing out here, bro? Like, and he's all like, oh, I was going to LA and traffic's so bad. So I decided to get off and find somewhere to use a restroom, but I needed to buy these things. So I was like, I'll just go there and use the restroom there.
Mm.
Sure enough. And then I asked him about the local comedy scene, like here in this area. He's all like, oh, I've been through all these places. Like, and then I brought up, cause I've heard him on two podcasts already.
Which one?
I've heard him on Stone Cold Steve Austin's podcast. I've heard him on Mark Maron. And then,
that's the one I heard.
And I told him, I'm like, hey, dude, I heard you on Mark Maron and I heard you on Stone Cold. And he's like, oh, you have? And I was like, yeah, I'm all, dude, like, I'm a big fan. I listen to a lot of podcasts, I told him. And he's all like, oh, that's great. And I'm all like, how's Stone Cold?
Mm-hmm.
How is he? And he's all like, he's an awesome guy, but he's super short.
Really?
He's all, if you can't carry the conversation with him, like, you have to initiate the conversation.
Oh.
He won't talk to you.
Short in conversation.
Yeah, short in conversation. He's he's a nice guy. He's really cool. He's awesome and he's real welcoming.
Mm.
But if you're not talking, if you don't take over the conversation, he won't talk to you.
Really?
Then he started imitating Stone Cold, like, this and that, or whatever. And I started laughing. Oh, really? And he's like, yeah. Oh, cool. Well, I thought you were going to say he's like an asshole or something. He's like, no, he's a really nice guy. But if you're having the conversation with him, you always have to initiate the conversation. Uh-huh. He won't talk to you. I'm like, oh, all right. And then by that time, I couldn't ask him more things just because we were done with the transaction. And I kept thinking, don't be a fucking fan. Like, don't be a loser. Like,
fuck it. I would.
No, man.
How many times are you going to meet the guy?
No, well, that's the thing. Like, I didn't want to be like a fanboy. You get me?
Uh-huh.
And then he did his whole transaction and whatever. And at the end, I was like, all right, is it, now that you're almost done, I didn't want to like ask you whenever, can I take a picture with you?
Mm.
And he's like, yeah, sure. No problem. And then I got up and I took a picture with him and then more people took. And then he said, all right, everybody that works here. So we took a team picture with him. And then he took a picture with his phone too. Taking pictures, cracking jokes. And people were still tripping out. Like, I can't fucking believe this guy. And it was during the week of his movie was out.
Oh, yeah.
And we're
yeah.
like, this fucking guy just showed up and it was nice to everybody. Yeah. One of the customers did get mad though.
Fuck him.
I'll tell you why. He had a reason to get mad. Nobody was paying attention to him.
Uh-huh.
Like, he walked in and he's just a fly in the wall.
I thought it was going to be like some fat girl like, pay attention to me.
Yeah, he's just sitting there. He's like, all right, like, once he went to the restroom and everybody's like, oh fuck, he's here. He's like, all right, I get it. I'm not famous.
Yo, shut your fucking mouth.
And then we're like, oh, sorry. And then somebody started helping him.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it was pretty cool.
Tell that fucking cocksucker to go somewhere else. Fucking, I'm not even a fan of that guy.
I told him, when's your next one? You're having a big show? And so like, Nokia, New Year's. I was like, fuck. I even told him, oh, that's big time. And he's all like, yeah, it's going to be cool.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, fuck. Cause, here in LA, there's a tradition at Nokia. Mm. Like, there's always like a big comedian that does a New Year's show. And it's usually like a Latino.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, fucking,
it's going to draw the crowds though.
I think George Lopez did it a few years now. Now I think it's him.
You talked about wanting to be a silent comedian. Would you do it?
I would like to, but I think it's just too much material work. And I don't know, but it is kind of scary just thinking about fucking standing in front of strangers and trying to make them laugh.
Yeah, that would be.
It is like, it's hard enough just to fucking make one person, one stranger laugh, trying to make a group of them.
I thought about it. I was like, no fucking way. I'm super sensitive.
It takes a different type of person to do it.
If somebody said, oh, you're not funny, I'd be like, fuck you.
I was watching something with, what is his name? Patrice Williams. Was it Patrice Williams?
Patrice O'Neill?
Oh, Patrice O'Neill, there you go. Sorry, the guy that
just
passed
shit
away.
Right, dude.
He passed away. And they were asking him, like, how life was before he was a comedian.
Uh-huh.
And he said, I was way funnier before I became a comedian.
Really?
He said, before he started getting paid for being funny, he said, I was a fucking wreck, dude. Like, I made people piss themselves because I was just having fun.
Uh-huh.
I was just carrying a conversation, and I was a funny motherfucker.
Mm.
Like, I was the funniest person for miles. Like, nobody could beat me. But once I decided to get paid for it, I wasn't as funny.
Job. Yeah.
It became a job. He's all like, so I was still really funny, but I remember my best stuff, one of the best, biggest reactions I ever got from people was when I was just hanging out and people kept telling me to become a comedian.
Mm.
And I did, and then I lost it. So I'm like, fuck, if I ever decide to take that plunge, like, I'm probably not going to be funny. So I'm a pretty funny guy, but still.
Who told you that lie?
I tell myself every day, you're funny.
Your mom comes in, you're funny, mijo.
Es chistoso, mijo. Fuck that, dude.
I thought about it. I used to put together, because I used to listen to Cheech and Chong when they used to put, like, they used to put together these skit tapes, and I used to kind of do the same thing, but mine was, like, super racist.
I've thought really about racist. It, bro. Huh? I thought about it, like, going to some open mic, but just by myself, don't tell anybody, just, like, strangers, and just go and see what happens.
You should just
put together what?
Hang on. Hopefully my shit didn't fucking
freeze.
Oh, still working. You should just do put together something here, dude.
No, cause that's, I listen to a lot of comedians podcasts, and they say the best advice they could give you is to just do it and don't tell anybody.
What a,
That you're doing comedy. Huh. Because how are you going to set yourself up if you do a comedy show with a bunch of people that know you? They're going to laugh at all your shit. You're just setting yourself up for failure.
And then
like all these new comedians that are posting up all their stuff on YouTube when they're just starting and they suck. So they never give themselves a chance to blow up. He's all, the people that blow up are the people that come out of nowhere. The people nobody's seen before.
You should just do one here. Dude. We'll put together a little tape here.
Come on, give it up.
You were the standing ovation.
You heckled me, dude. How are you? You would help
Boo,
me.
Boo, you suck.
Yeah, see? Well, if you want to be a comedian, I've heard, if you want to be a comedian, don't tell a fucking soul. Go do it on your own. Go do it in front of people that don't know you.
Well, you look like you have smelly crotch. Sour crotch.
I even thought about, like, bro, if I can already heckle me, imagine that when some stranger just saw this big, fat Mexican guy. Let him
go. Own it, man.
Probably get all hot and mad. Fuck you, SA. Fuck you and your crew. Hey, bro, this is a comedy shop. What are you doing?
Yeah, for me, this is the closest I get to comedy. I don't.
Man,
I don't even want to call it comedy because, like, you're a fucking.
Some,
we brought no comedy we, in this conversation.
We have some funny moments. We have some weird moments, and then we have some serious moments that probably never should have happened.
Yeah.
But if, all in all, it's pretty good, bro.
Yeah. Fuck it, dude. This one didn't make. I'm pretty sure this one made nobody laugh because we got all depressing and shit.
We got a little too serious, bro.
Yeah, it's called uneducated humor, not depressed fat boys.
Yeah, don't blame us. We're dumb.
Yeah.
But at least we keep your ears busy, make your brain work for a second.
Someone said they liked the small talk, and I was just like, eh.
It depends, bro. Depends on the small talk. It depends on the people carrying the conversation.
I think on serious subjects, I'm not smart enough to kind of hold those conversations. But if it's stuff I can relate to, then
yeah. You're not smart enough to choose to have a conversation like that.
Yeah, I get intimidated.
That's a total diss. You're supposed to say no, asshole.
I wasn't paying attention, dude.
You dickhead.
I was thinking about the next show I was going to tell. it's already been an hour, dude.
I'm ready. I'm all sweaty for just talking.
So, hopefully, we didn't get too serious on you.
If we did, and you think it was too serious, fuck you.
Yeah, fuck up, dude.
Fuck up.
It's free entertainment. Listen. Make your own fucking podcast.
We're here to entertain you while you're at the gym or driving or doing nothing.
Yeah. We're two fucking fat guys sweating in a room right now. Fuck you if you didn't laugh.
I'm sweating more than he is.
Yeah. All right. We have funky dick going. Hey, before we head out.
What's up?
Thank you to Podblock.
Okay.
We put together the. Podblock. They're from Canada.
Okay. Hey.
Oi. Good day.
Oi. Oi.
Fuck.
Oi. Oi. Did you say oi?
Yeah.
I listen. So they're Australian?
No. You know what? They're Canadian.
Australian.
Canadian.
Australian.
Because they say abu. And they say who's.
An A. But not oi. Only pirates in Australia say oi.
I'm from
London. You know, ziggy zaggy, ziggy zaggy, oi, oi, oi.
Yeah.
You're fucking.
An ACDC, oi. Oi.
You're dumb,
bro. They're Canadian. They produce Justin Bieber.
If shit went down here in the States in LA, I would go to Canada.
Me too.
Canada seems kind of dope.
But I'm going to say about, not a boot. I'm going to say house, not who's.
Well, you're going to be weird because everybody over there says a boot.
Dude, what the fuck is this Mexican talking about? This fucked up house.
Canada seems kind of dope, dude. I'm sure Canadians are like, what are you talking about? I'd rather go to fucking...
Canadians are, what the fuck, dude? They played our promo on their show.
Oh, all right. Thank you.
Thank you.
What the fuck is this guy saying?
So we just played this promo and this fucking asshole making fun of our accents?
No, I'm not making fun of them. You're talking about
You called him America's fucking hat. That's what you said.
You said
they're good for nothing.
I said I would go there.
Players, bunch of toothless hockey players. That's what you said.
I want to go to a CFL game.
I don't know what that is.
Exactly.
I heard about it. Oh, Canadian Football League?
You're fucking stupid.
Is it football or football? Queer ass football.
They're not. They don't speak Spanish, bro.
I play soccer.
Okay, so now they're French? French-Canadian? That is such a thing.
I was thinking Puerto Rican, my bad.
Your French-Canadian sounds Puerto Rican?
Yeah. Doing the GSP then.
He's French-Canadian. He's French-Canadian.
The football. All right, man, we're talking nonsense.
You're going to go to Canadian hell.
You're going to go to Canadian hell? What's that Canadian bacon?
What's Canadian bacon?
Fucking fine now, bro.
You're for real? You know what Canadian bacon is?
Ham?
Yeah.
Alright, I'm Arnold.
This is Chench. Suck it easy.
Life is very tough, and if you can make a joke to make something easier and funny, do it. Yeah. Darlene, I don't know what your life has been like, but I have a lot of people who have gone through hell. Winston Churchill said, if you make someone laugh, you give them a little vacation. And maybe you take the worst thing in the world and make it funny. It's a vacation for a minute from horror.